Well, hey everybody, it's Donna Porto, and I'm welcoming you to the official start of the 90-day renewal for the fall of 2016. I really hope you've enjoyed the one-week orientation. I think that it was extremely beneficial for everybody, and especially for you to form your teams. And I love the way you're just running with it and finding different ways to connect with each other. And some of you are texting. Some of you, I think, are actually getting on the phone. You can get on Skype, whatever you want to do. Instant Messenger is really good since you're in Facebook anyway. Just get the Instant Messenger thing and you can message each other. Whatever works for you. And this is the first time I think we've done group. Well, maybe we've done it once before. But lately we've been kind of doing accountability partners, like two people. And I'm liking this team concept better. And we're going to be having contests. Those of you who are new, you'll get to know me. I love to do contests. I love to give prizes. Gifts are my love language. You noticed that this week. I sent out a gift. I got in touch with my, I just love Fady. Oh, I just love Fady. I love Fady. He's just the sweetest, most precious young man that I met at the internet. I met a lot of wonderful people, but I don't tell anybody I said this. Fady was my favorite. So I was at the House of Prayer for a month a couple years ago and just adored him and getting to know him. And he's a believer from Cairo, Egypt, and he leads the Arabic language worship set at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. So I got in touch with him, and I'm like, oh, feel like I'm in a battle. You know, we're building this new membership site and we're launching these new classes, and it's just been a war. We've had some of you encountered it. You know, some of your order went through two and three times. Other people who gave up aren't here because their order never went through, even though they thought it went through, and then they couldn't get it. I mean, just so much technology pandemonium. And I'm like, you know what, this is a war, and there's only one way to win a war, and that's with worship. So I was praying. I'm like, I'm going to reach out to Fady and have him do something special just to bless WEU. And I sent that out to everybody who like clicked the button to try to get here. And some of them didn't make it here. But if you made it here or tried to get here, you receive that as a gift from me. And of course, all of you made it through. So, but worship wins the war. And I'm glad that you've been blessed by it. So we've had a terrific orientation, time to iron out some of the kinks and fix email addresses and access and passwords and membership sites and Facebook groups and accountabilities and shepherdesses and weigh-ins. And it was just, there's a lot. So we take a week to try to deal with all of that stuff so that today, everybody breathe, take a deep breath. Day one begins today. And so let's pray. And then I want you to take a minute to envision where you want to be on day 90. So, Lord, I just thank you. I do sense your presence with us now. I sense your presence here among us in the midst of sorting out the technology, sorting out our own heart and mind, deciding if we should try again, if we should believe again, should we dip our toe in or jump into the deep water. We're still in the process of deciding that for some of us. But I sense your presence here with us, and I thank you for it, because that's what changes us. In your presence, the possibility for miracles always exists. And some of us really need a miracle. We really do. In 90 days in your presence, that will change our lives forever. I don't know what it will look like. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 30 pounds? I don't know. But I know that we'll be forever changed by this time together. And I'm just so excited, God, to be kind of like back to school, September, back to school. And sitting at your feet and learning from you. That's the school that we want to be in. We want to be in the school of the Holy Spirit. We want to be in the school of your presence. We want to be in the school of healing our spirit, our soul, and our body. So I thank you for your presence among us. I pray that you would bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. I pray that relationships would go deep and wide, that relationships would go both deep and wide, that our friendships and some of our alumni, you know, they already know each other, that they would go. So I'm speaking especially to my alumni on right for now, for a minute here, that your relationships would go deeper and wider, deeper with those you've already known, already been in this class with, deeper beyond the surface of thumbs upping, which is great, but deeper and wider, that you would reach out your hands to those who are new, and you're already doing it, and I'm so proud of you. But deep and wide this semester. And I pray for our new students that they would go deep into things of God, and that they would widen the circle of people that they're engaging with, making new friends on this journey. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. Amen. And I really want you to, and I posted this morning, but I want you to take a minute right now, unless you're driving, to close your eyes and imagine you're looking into the mirror 90 days from now. What are you going to say to yourself? It's day 90, and you're looking in the mirror. What do you say? I actually just see Yolanda, our winner from spring this year, just looking in the mirror saying, wow, 30 pounds. 30 pounds gone. Time in his presence, transforming every area of my life. Wow. We'll be announcing the winners from summer soon, but wow, amazing testimonies. I know Raya lost 30 pounds. And others, more than 20. Amazing transformation. But where do you want to be? What do you want to say to yourself? I want you to say it now. I want you to grab a pen and write it down. I want you to come onto the Facebook group and share it with us. And let's hold on to it like a prophetic word. Let's make it an affirmation. Let's not wait till day 90 to look in the mirror and say that to ourselves. Let's, starting right now, look in the mirror every day and say, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at what God is doing in your life. I'm amazed what God has done. A lot of people here today, and I hope you're all here on day 90. Because if you're here on day 90, just show up. Keep it easy. Just be at the finish line. That's it. What are the 7 secrets for weight release? Recognize your body is on the front line of a spiritual war. And again, that's why we equipped you with that soaking music. Could you take it's so easy now. It's timed out for you. I didn't say could you, Heidi Baker, 4 hours a day. Her first 4 hours, she's just spends soaking in the presence of God. Okay. So we're not starting there. Could we start with 15 minutes? And I've made it so easy for you. I've handed you resting place. Perfect. Find rest, oh my soul. Find rest, oh my soul. And David was saying, look, calm down, me. Calm down, me. Find rest. And we've made it easy. Could you just take 15 minutes to just rest with that music? You know I love being flat on my back on a carpet, a rocking chair, whatever your prayer place. Just begin with that 15 minutes, just resting in God's presence. Holy Spirit, would you cleanse me? Holy Spirit, would you wash over me? Holy Spirit, would you wash away anything that's not of you? Holy Spirit, would you change the way I see things? Would you help me? So that the things of this world grow strangely dim and my spirit comes alive in you. Holy Spirit, would you wash over me and purify me of anything that doesn't honor you? Just start with that. It's a spiritual war. Could you start with that? Instead of starting frantic, starting at rest, your prayer place is your priority number one. Make it the most welcoming, beautiful place in your home. And that way you want to spend time there. That's the whole secret. Create your prayer place. A lot of you already got a jump start on this during the orientation, but this is your very first challenge. And it's the first contest. Choose a place to meet with God. Take a before photo. Transform it. Take an after photo. Post it by Sunday, September 18th at midnight. And I'm going to award my favorite candle. It's going to be shipped to your door. Courtesy of Amazon. A gift from me. But be creative. And honestly, the bigger the challenge, the more likely you are to win. You know, find some obscure place and transform it. Do it for something more significant than a scale or a dress size. Ask yourself, you know, what do I need to do and why do I need to do it? What do I need to do? I need to lose 20 pounds. But why? Why? Why does that matter? And really get a picture for it. And this, take a minute right now even and make an accounting. What is it costing you to stay where you are? Write that sentence. What is it costing me to stay where I am? In what way are you hiding? What is it that you're not doing that you want to be doing, that you know God has called you to be doing? What is it costing you? Those of you who've done 12-step groups, and I did one. I did a 12-step group for one of my addictions. And that's one of the first things they have you do. What is this costing you? And a lot of us, let's be honest, our weight issues, it is some type of an addiction. We're addicted to sugar. We're addicted to diet soda. We're addicted to comfort, cope, and escape. We're addicted to this pattern that we keep running over and over again. We're addicted to butter, to fat, you know, whatever it is. It's an addiction. What is it costing you? And we don't want to stay in that place, but I think we need to go there and we need to kind of show up there. Godly sorrow. You know, there is a godly sorrow that leads to repentance. So we don't want to wallow in it and beat ourselves up, but we do want to get honest and make a thorough inventory of the price that we're paying and take it to the foot of the cross and say, look, this is what this addiction to food is costing me. This is what this addiction to comforting, coping, and escaping. This is what it's costing me. It's how it's affecting my health, my relationships, my willingness to put myself out there and to really do be and have all that you've purposed for my life. And take it to him. Take it to him. And then go to your soaking place and say, God, would you cleanse me of all this madness? And then get really practical. You know, go right from weeping and grieving over what it's been costing you to, okay, God, now God's going to pick me up, wipe me off, put me back in the race. When, where, and how am I going to do it? How am I going to make these changes? And this is one of our cries here at WEU. Lord, show me me. Show me me. Show me those patterns in ways of showing up that just are not working for me. Lord, show me me. Because the truth will set you free, but it's not the truth about somebody else. It's the truth about how we're living. I mean, the truest truth about you is that you're dearly and wholly loved, beloved of the Father. He's not mad at you. He's not punishing you. He's inviting you on a journey. But it does have to begin with an honest, again, coming back to just an honest evaluation of where you are right now and the things that are keeping you stuck. Why do you want to look at that? Because God wants to set you free from it. And then make it super specific. I'm going to release how many pounds by what date? Because why? I will do this by strengthening my spirit and soul through time in God's word, in God's presence, by walking daily in God's creation at what specific time. And they've done, maybe I shared this last week, but they've done research on this. That people who set a specific time and place to exercise are like exponentially more likely to do it. You're going to be walking in creation at what time and by eating God's food. And then what reward are you going to give yourself? On day 90, okay, on day 90, when you look in the mirror and pat yourself on the back and say, by the power of the Holy Spirit, time in God's presence, time in His Word, eating God's food, time in God's creation, I've done it. I dropped the 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever my goal was. How are you going to reward yourself? You need to have that planned. Yolanda went on a cruise. How are you going to reward yourself? I a couple semesters ago, had planned it, you know, if I fulfilled my goal, I got a new little wardrobe for myself, for my photo shoot, and I did. And then how can you give your loved ones a stake in the game? You know, maybe a trip to their favorite place. You're going to take 3 days at a nice resort somewhere, or go to a beach or Disneyland, whatever. Give them a stake in seeing you achieve your goal so that they're cheering for you. Just remember, and we'll dive deep into this in future weeks, but behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated. And any pattern in your life that's repeating, somehow it's either an intrinsic reward in itself, it's comforting, coping, and escaping, and that itself is a reward for you, or you're finding some other way to reward that pattern. Any behavior that's not rewarded will stop repeating. So think about the behaviors that you want to see repeated and proactively reward those. And we're going to do a lot more on this in the weeks to come, but I just wanted to at least plant that seed. And it might be helpful for you to begin looking at that. What are some patterns? What are some things that I keep doing, even though I say I don't want to keep doing them, but they keep repeating? Somehow, they're either intrinsically rewarding or you are rewarding them. And what are some behaviors like, I really want to walk every day, but you're not doing it. Why? Because you're not rewarding that behavior. And you don't find the behavior itself intrinsically rewarding. Does that make sense? We'll do more on that on another time, but I just wanted to at least plant that thought there. Number three, understand the battle is waged. It's won or lost in your soul, not your body. And again, just to keep it super simple, this is what heals, healing for your soul. Time in His Word, time in His presence, time preparing His food, and time walking in creation. Really, if you were to just keep it simple, time in His Word, which the book is filled with His Word, right? If you've opened it, you're on day one. It's a scripture memory, a scripture affirmation, a scripture to read, a scripture-based prayer. It's all God's Word. Then time in His presence. We've given you the soaking music, and we've given you the affirmations and the scripture memory verses on audio to just marinate in those as well. And then take time to prepare His food. Maybe put on some worship while you're doing that and do it as an act of worship. You know, God, rather than grabbing a bag of potato chips and sitting and watching television, I'm going to put on my favorite Bible teacher or listen to some of the training from this class or put on good worship, and I'm going to prepare your food as an act of worship to you, as a sacrifice to you. I'm going to chop up some onions and peppers. As an act of worship to you. I'm going to make a big salad. I'm going to make all these jars of salad as an act of worship to you, God. Because what I really want to do is just have a bag of potato chip. I really just want to have some Doritos. But for you, God, I'm going to spend some time in your presence preparing your food to take care of my temple. Does that make sense? And then just time out in creation. And some of you live in a city. I do now. I live in a very hectic, crazy city. You probably hear the background noise, no matter how hard I try to shut out the sound of it. And you probably still hear it. Yeah, but you know, there's some trees. We go find the trees and we take a little walk. At least a half hour a day. Try to get out into creation. And again, keeping all of it simple, try to eat foods with one ingredient. You know, instead of an apple pie, just have an apple. Instead of an apple tart, just have the apple. Right? Just keep it simple. God's food, as close to the way God made them as possible. One thing we notice is that people tend to really, people who are struggling with their weight tend to overcook their food. And then you lose all the nutrition. So don't overcook your vegetables. Just be aware of that. Lightly, either raw, lightly steamed, lightly cooked. Keep them as close to the way God made them as you possibly can. And then number four is stop depleting your limited supply of willpower. I think I hit on a lot of this week, but I mean in the orientation, but it's important to hit it again. Beware the all or nothing mindset. Beware of, oh, yeah, I messed up. I'll just have to start over. I'll wait till January when Donna offers this class again because I messed up. No, there's no starting over. This is your life. You're not starting over. You pick up where you left off and you keep on going. Probably, you know, other than Yolanda, most of us will, you know, miss a few days here and there. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Would I love for you to make it every day, 90 days without fail, like Yolanda did last, you know, in spring? Yeah, she's a rock star. And wow, she looked in the mirror on day 90 and she was smiling from ear to ear. And everybody around her was paying attention. She went on a cruise and celebrated. So yeah, I would love that for you. But, you know, being honest, probably most of us at some point, maybe we're going to slip away. Maybe we're going to miss a few days. Maybe you're going to miss a week. That is not the moment to say, oh, okay, that's it. I missed a whole week of the 90-day renewal. I'm done. I'll have to start over some other time. I'll try another diet. No. Just pick yourself up. We're here. We're here. I'm going to be here every day. The leaders are going to be here every day. We're in full swing. You know, we're sailing forward. I don't care. I don't want you to disappear for a month. But even if you disappear for a month, reappear. Come back. There's no starting over. Pick yourself up or reach out to a friend and say, hey, I can't get up. I've fallen. I can't get up. Could you pick me up? Could you guys give me a hand over here? That's okay. Just keep going. Just keep going. That's what defeats us, the all or nothing mindset. So let's not go there. Are you going to have a perfect 90 days? Maybe. We see people do it. Jackie probably had a perfect 90 days. Yolanda had a perfect 90 days. Most of us, maybe not. But that's okay. Your journey is your journey. Give yourself some grace and time. Grace and time, grace and time. The time is now, and the answer is little bits with consistency. What can you do? And I'll tell you, because I've been doing this for 16 years, that these are the people who will really take another trip around the mountain. This is how you end up taking another trip around the mountain. When you focus on what you can't do, what you didn't do, your defeats. The minute you give your attention to what you didn't do, where you fell short, where you failed on this journey, you're giving the enemy the victory. You're like, well, Donna, you just told me to take an inventory of what it's costing you. Yeah, I did. Begin with that, but then move on. That's what grace is for. You say, okay, God, this is where I am. I missed 2 weeks of the renewal. Okay, so what did that cost me? That cost me, ouch, that definitely, I gained back 3 pounds. I really feel bad about myself. I let myself down. Okay, that's it. That's it. Put on a piece of paper, hand it to Jesus and say, look what I did. Okay, great. Now what? Now get back up. Don't stay there wallowing and focusing on it. Here's the secret. Focus on your victories and you'll have more victories. Say that again because you'll hear me say it for 90 days. Focus on your victories and you'll have more victories. Focus on your defeats and the devil's already got the victory. Focus on, what did you do right today? You showed up for this webinar. You get an A+. You're a rock star. Did you have your lemon water? You're ruling the world. Did you take a walk? Go you. Give yourself credit. Give yourself a round of applause. Do a cartwheel. Celebrate what you've done right. Do what you can do. And don't even worry about what you can't do. Well, I had my lemon water. I had my quiet time, but I forgot to bounce on the trampoline. Okay. You can sit and say, oh, I didn't bounce on my trampoline. I ate myself. Or just say, you know what? Hey, I had my lemon water. I had time with God. Fantastic. Tomorrow, I'm going to do even better. Tomorrow, I'm going to have my lemon water, time with God. I'm going to take a walk. Glory to glory, victory to victory, strength to strength. It's focusing on the victories. Does this make sense? I hope this is helping somebody. You have one goal. One goal. Be here at the finish line. Just be here at the finish line. Because if you're here at the finish line, you will be changed. Some of you are asking about the quote eating plan, and specifically people are asking, what's a cleansing tonic? Example of a cleansing tonic is just the lemon water. You'll read about some others in the book in the days to come. There's four different cleansing tonics that are introduced over the course of these 90 days, including like Bragg's apple cider vinegar and some stuff like that. But the most simple cleansing tonic is just some lemon water. And if you want to add a little bit of coconut oil, make sure it's, you know, virgin, fresh, you know, good coconut oil. You want to add a little bit of coconut oil. That's fantastic. But you'll discover some of the others. There's one with cranberry, and I don't even remember what they all are. But we've got four different cleansing tonics. But to begin with, when we say cleansing tonic, just keep it as simple as some lemon in warm water. And yes, it is better to have warm water rather than cold. Dr. Kristen addressed that this week in the group. Some of you are still wondering, well, should I use the weekly menu? And by the way, this, we had to slightly correct week one, so the new one is up. It's just a minor change. There was an ingredient mentioned that we asked the nutritionist to remove, so it's not in the final, even though it's mentioned in the food prep. But should you use the weekly menu and kind of like, I've got to do this whole menu plan. If it makes you happy, do it, or follow the book for incremental change. It is completely up to you. It's 100% up to you. And I addressed this last week. I know some of you weren't here. If you are the kind of person that, like, changing everything about what you're eating and eating totally new stuff is just going to, you'll do it for 4 days and like, it's too much trying to make me change everything about myself. It's too much willpower. It's like asking me to lift 400-pound weight on day one. This is not working for me. Then don't do it. Then follow the book for incremental eating change. That's the way I designed it, for incremental. But some people like to be in the kitchen. Some people enjoy that. If that's you, we made that available for you. Okay? I hope that helps. If you have any questions, feel free to post them into the group, into the little question box there. Number five, we're going to be dealing with emotional eating triggers. I'm going to do some sessions on that. We'll take like full hour just to pray for people, and God moves in such a powerful way. When it comes to exercise, again, little bits with consistency will take you further than fits and starts. Just begin simply, but simply begin. Get outdoors into God's creation. If you can't walk, sit outside. 7 minutes out, 7 minutes back. That's where we start. Keep it simple. Creation is soothing for your soul. And vitamin D is really good for you. And some of you like, wow, I don't live in a sunny place. Don, that's great for you, you know, if you're in Florida or Cartagena or something. But if you live in a place, maybe you live in Seattle and it's kind of gloomy, several studies have confirmed a link between vitamin D deficiency, abdominal obesity, and visceral fat, while research even shows that increasing your vitamin D levels may improve weight loss. And some have found help with vitamin D supplements. So my first recommendation to get vitamin D is to get outside at least a half hour a day, more if you can, get out into the sunlight. But if there's no sunlight where you are, it's not a bad idea to supplement with some vitamin D. And then number seven is true biblical fasting, essential for health, vitality, and lifelong weight management. And we are actually working on putting together a more structured 10-day fast. We've done corporate fasts before. We typically don't do them as part of the 90-day renewal. I'm kind of praying about this, what I want to do. But certainly we'll be doing one in February as part of the Power of God class. But I'm thinking about putting together 10 days of a little bit more structure and guidance for people who want to do a liquid only fast with God's, you know, fresh vegetables, bone broth, that kind of thing. So just stay tuned for that. What are really the essentials? Your book, your prayer place, your daily walk, the basic eating plan, building an evening and morning and evening routine. You'll see that this is one of the key components here. Nobody has a perfect day. I mean, once in a while you might have a perfect day. But if you can begin and end your day, if you can bookend your day in a really positive way, that will change your life. And so that's what we work on building, and that we do gradually. If someone asked me the other day, what about the 7-9-10 thing? We are so not remotely there yet. We're working first on the morning routine. And then, of course, there's the Facebook group and your accountability teams, and there are resources on the website. So the steps to renewal success, read your daily assignment. And for that, you need the book, your prayer place or prayer basket, and no matter what commitment. Really do try to just do the book every day. And even though I wrote the book, I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to be doing it along with you. Listen to the affirmations and scripture memory audios. Remember that they are on the membership site under supplemental materials. Your behavior will never change until you change what you think and believe. And we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I say it every semester that I believe that the affirmations are the most powerful and most frequently overlooked element of this 90-day renewal, because that's where the transformation really takes place. So soak in the affirmations. You maybe take 15 minutes with Fady's resting place. It's just music. And then take another 15 minutes to just soak in the affirmations. Here's an example of one of my favorite affirmations. I know nothing is impossible with God. He is able to transform my life from the inside out. What if you said that every day? What if you looked in the mirror every day and said, I know nothing is impossible with God. He is able to transform my life from the inside out. Day 90, I have been transformed from the inside out. Seriously, just pick this one and say it every day, looking in the mirror. And then number two is to listen to the bonus audios. Those are going to be added later, again, to avoid information overload. And we do have transcripts for those. Those of you who are alumni, you can go ahead and dive into the alumni weekly training if you are so inclined. Also, again, there's a daily video, and that is also under the alumni weekly training. Again, newbies already on information overload, I would say save the videos for a future renewal. You now have lifetime access to them. You can watch them whenever you want to. Alumni, you can go and enjoy them. But I think if it's the first time, don't even worry about any of that stuff. But do be here on the weekly webinar. Make sure you watch the orientation if you missed that last week, because I kind of gave you an introduction to the membership site. Join us live whenever you can. And just a little bonus secret, interacting with me on the live webinars is a great way to receive spontaneous prayer. A lot of people are like, oh, Donna, can you pray for me? Well, you know, if I catch you engaging and participating, then you might just get prayed for. And of course, you have the opportunity 24/7 to go in the intercessory prayer room of the Facebook group and ask for prayer. That's always available to you. And you also have the form on the membership site where you can submit for prophetic prayer. Typically, those submissions for prophetic prayer, I typically take a devoted hour and pray over those. The replays will be posted shortly after the live sessions on the replay page. And the good news is that the Holy Spirit is always right on time. So if you're listening to it some other time, it'll be right on time. The Holy Spirit will meet you there, and the anointing will be the same. For us to join the weekly webinar, type your comments in the question box, raise your hand, and let your voice be heard. Some semesters are really quiet. Some semesters people engage a lot. It's more fun for me if you engage with me, but either way, remember to meet others in the Facebook group. It's encouraging. Commit to your accountability partners. We love seeing you participate. You know, posting up your prayer place, posting up your meal preparation. We love it when people share photos or videos of what they're seeing on their daily walk and where they're having their quiet time. It's just so much fun. As I said, there will be contests and rewards around many of the activities in the coming days, and all of that does happen on the Facebook group. Who's holding your hand on this journey? And one thing that we do is we weigh in once a week to stay accountable on Weigh-In Wednesday. It's optional but strongly recommended, especially when you have a, quote, bad week. That's the time to stay accountable. That's not the time to run away. And don't make excuses, though. Don't make an excuse. Don't say, oh, well, you know, I had out-of-town visitors, and it was my birthday, and Santa Claus came to town. No, just be honest. Just say, you know, I chose to gain a pound this week, because that's the truth. Because we all have the same thing. We all have either excuses or results. So don't be too impressed with your excuses, because as long as your excuses impress you, they will lead you and guide you and ultimately sabotage you. So just don't be impressed with them. And don't try to impress others with them. I gained 2 pounds, but, you know, I had relatives from out of town, and my mom was here, and it was my birthday, and, you know, all this stuff happened. No. No, you chose. You whatever. It doesn't matter what happened. You made a decision, and those decisions resulted in you gaining weight and just owning that. Right there, that just right there can be so powerful. Some people find that tracking inches can be really encouraging, because sometimes the scale is not moving, but you're losing inches. Other people like me, I don't think, I would make me crazy to be like tracking inches and stuff. I wouldn't find that fun, but some people love it. Really, and like, I love that. Look, I lost all these inches. Yay, keeping me moving forward. So if it makes you happy, do it and share it with us. And then change your life through little bits with consistency. I really want you to begin by focusing on the morning routine and really simple eating plan. Again, if you want to do the full-scale menu, it's there for you. Those of you who just want to start simple, just start with your morning tonic and follow the book. The only thing standing between you and your destiny is your daily routine. Now, I would write this down. I would make it personal. The only thing standing between me and my destiny is my daily routine, and that is the absolute truth. Say that one in the mirror, too. Hey, you know what? Good morning, me. The only thing standing between me and my destiny is my daily routine. So you know what? I'm going to rock it today. I'm going to have a solid morning routine. And once I get my solid morning routine, I'm going to have a rock star evening routine. And once I have a morning routine and an evening routine, I can start dealing with the rest of my day. But if all you did was change your morning, it would change your life. If you change your morning routine, you'll change your life. And that's why one of the first things that we try to do here at the 90-Day Renewal is encourage you to change your morning routine. Get up an hour earlier than you used to get up. And someone's like, 6 a.m, you people are crazy. Okay, so what time do you get up? Do you usually get up at 9? Do you usually get up at 10? Whatever time you usually get up, we'd like to see you get up an hour earlier than that. And you're like, oh, no, that's too much. That's heavy. That's 400-pound lift. Okay, how about 15 minutes? Could you do 15 minutes? Start with that. Get up 15 minutes earlier than you used to. And take those 15 minutes to listen to the affirmations. Or take those 15 minutes to go to your prayer place and read in the book. Take those 15 minutes to get on the floor and listen to Fady soaking music. Do something. 15 minutes. Do what you can do. Remember I told you, don't get focused. I can't do that an hour earlier. I'll die, Donna. Why? Well, because I'm up the night before watching television until midnight. Right? Or no, maybe you're just, your life is just hectic. Maybe just packing too much in. You're like, Donna, I get 6 hours of sleep. You want me to back it to five? Do what you can do. and ask God to turn it into loaves and fishes. You go before the Holy Spirit. You don't answer to me. Go to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, honestly, I only have 15 minutes. Donna's saying an hour, and you know, God bless her. She's got that kind of time on her hands. Wow. I could give you 15 minutes. What could you do? What could you do with this little offering that I have? Could you multiply it? He'll meet you where you are. Start with that. And then see if you can increase it to a half hour. And maybe by the end of the 90 days, God will work a miracle and schedules will change and people in your house will help you more. And you'll have an hour. But I promise you that what I'm telling you is true. If you will change your morning routine, you will change your life. Because you are at your absolute, I know you're like, no, Don, I'm not a morning person. Neither am I. But as I told you last week, a lot of you don't think you're a morning person. Actually, you're a dehydrated person. So get up, get a bunch of water, and really try to get this morning routine going. I'd love to hear some testimonies from some of my alumni of how just those, you know, get up, have your lemon water. Don't turn on the television. Go to your prayer place. Have your time with God. Don't rush out the door. Take a few minutes to get right with God. Possible, get outside. Get some fresh air before you hop in the car and go to work. How has it changed your life? So here is the morning routine. This is kind of where we want you focusing right now, okay? Set your alarm. I know I gave you grace for 15 minutes. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes earlier, whatever you can do. They get up immediately. No snooze. No snooze. Make your lemon water. Go directly to your prayer place. Have your tag time. That's your time alone with God. Read your daily assignment in the book. Then have a healthy breakfast. No cereal and cow's milk, okay? Have a green smoothie with lots of veggies in it. You know, we like to have green smoothies, not fruit smoothies. Maybe you could put a little fruit in, but it shouldn't be like, I admit it, when I first started trying to be healthier, I would have orange juice, a banana, a frozen pineapple. It was like all this fruit. And I went to, you know, this personal trainer. He's like, so you're trying to kill yourself? I'm like, what? Isn't this healthy? All this fruit? And he's like, no, you're spiking your blood sugar and you're going to kill yourself. So easy on all the fruits. Lots and lots of veggies with maybe an egg or two, or a green smoothie, some kale and cucumber. Dr. Kristen's got a great smoothie in there. I think it's a lot if you for one person, but you know, split it with someone in your family or cut that recipe in half. It's really delicious. I love it. If possible, and I know it's not always possible for all of us, but if possible, maybe take your walk in the morning. If you have to do it later in the day, that's okay. But let's really begin building this morning routine. Because this alone, if you do this for 90 days, is really going to change your life. Just the lemon water. Just not snoozing. Just taking time with God. Not having carbs and dairy to start your day. High protein, lots of veggies, some healthy oil, healthy fat, really good for you. That low fat craze is really did a lot of damage. Fat is good. When I say fat, I'm talking about coconut oil. There's some other healthy fats as well. Change your life through little bits with consistency. And this is the number one question we get. Wait, are you saying I can only have lemon water and veggies and nothing else? No. I'm saying you could have whatever else you want, you know. We're adding lemon water and as many veggies as you can. We love soups and salads in a jar. And we've got a ton of recipes. You'll see now there's a tab on the website, on the membership site called Recipes. And we're going to be improving that and making it look a little better and make it even more user-friendly. Most of you know that the membership site is brand new this semester for the renewal. But we love soups. We love salads in a jar. My alumni, again, if you could please set the pace, post examples of what you're doing with the jars. It makes it so easy to increase your vegetable intake. Make a big pot of bone broth and then use the bone broth as the foundation for a big pot of cabbage soup. And then, so you've got that in your jars, make your salads in a jar, and soup and salad. It's just a great way to dramatically increase your vegetable intake. And that's really, if you're just going by the book and keeping it simple, your only goal right now is to eat as many veggies as you can. And the easiest way to do that is, to me, soups and salads in a jar. Okay, let's see, anything else I want to tell you? Just coming back to the contest, choose a place to meet with God, take a before photo, transform it, take an after photo, post that by Sunday, September 18th at midnight, and you will win Donna's favorite candle. And that is a wrap. So let me pray and take any questions, comments. Would love to hear from some of my alumni and even some of you newbies. You're welcome to raise your hand. Maybe we can set a pace. This semester, just really jump out the gate with a lot of enthusiasm. So God, I thank you so much that we can really just keep it simple. Really just keep it simple. Time in your word, time in your presence, time preparing your food, even if it's not what we feel like doing, as a sacrifice to you. And I just really see some people cutting, people who are not usually in the kitchen cutting things up. But I see people in the kitchen cutting things up, your food, and really doing it as a sacrifice. Right? Because the priest had to prepare the sacrifice for the temple. And I really feel like God is going to do a mindset shift right now for a lot of people. Come on, just raise your hand and say, I don't like vegetables. Come on, just be honest. Just be honest and say, you know, I'd really just rather eat out of a bag or a box. I would really rather just pull up to a window. Be honest. I believe God wants to do something. He wants to give you a shift in mindset, and he wants you to, in a spirit of prayer and worship, begin to prepare his food and do it with a heart as a sacrifice to him. Yeah, I really don't like kale. Okay. Can you stand there with the kale and the cucumber and the parsley and the green tea and put it in the blender and say, God, this is for you. I'm going to prepare the sacrifice, and I'm going to put it in the temple to honor you. Even if that's not what I feel like doing. I'm going to do it to honor you. And here's the cool thing. When you do that, now you have a promise. God says, those who honor me, I will honor. Let's just do it in a spirit of worship. And I think if we put on some worship music as we're doing it, it's going to be really powerful. Then time in his creation. You know how healing this is going to be for you? To just get outdoors. Look at the trees. Look at the sun. Look at the birds. Look at the flowers. Just walk away from your normal routine. And get outdoors. Time with God. So we thank you, Lord, for this beginning. We thank you for day one. And I'm praying for a finishing anointing. That God, just as you are an author and a finisher, that you're going to write a new story for your glory in each of the lives of the people represented here, and that you're going to release a finishing anointing, and we're going to have an army because we've locked arms. If you haven't locked arms with anybody yet, you need to do that today. 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 Not tomorrow, not next week, not next semester. Today. You need to lock arms with a group of people, and you need to commit, and I really want you to commit to one another. And you can put it in your own words, but I want each of you in your groups today to say, I commit to you that I'm going to be at that finish line for you. I'm going to show up every day for you. Because so many of us, we're like the Barbara shared at the beginning, we are where we are because we, quote unquote, put everybody else ahead of ourselves and we don't take care of ourselves. So how about this? You be at day 90 for your team. Amen? Amen. Questions, comments? Okay, looks like we got a bunch of questions. Questions or comments? Sierra?
Hi there, Donna.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say that during this is probably my fifth renewal, I believe. And during this message you gave, I just got really excited about the truth that I can continue to be transformed, that the Holy Spirit can continue to move in me. If I show up, if I make myself available, and that's exciting. It's just, that's really exciting to me. And then when you were praying right now, I had to chuckle because you said, you know what, some of you don't want to, or however you stated about chopping vegetables. And I'm like, that is like the most egregious thing in my mind is to chop up those vegetables. But when you put it in the context that we're going to do it as a act of sacrifice and do it with the worship music, I'm seeing that in a different way, in a way, like you said, a way of honoring God. So those words really, really moved me and touched my heart, and that's how I'm going to approach it. And also, I just wanted to tell you, I'm very, very excited because my daughter started the 90-day renewal. She's probably on the webinar somewhere.
I love it. I love it. So awesome. So, Father, I thank you for Sierra, and I thank you for the work that you've done in her life already. I thank you for what you've done and everything that you're going to do. Thank you that as an act of worship, she is going to begin to do the egregious thing, chopping up vegetables. Lots of people raising their hand. Wow. Teresa, are you there? Teresa, you're live.
Oh, hi, Donna. Thanks. I just want to talk a little bit about the smoothies. This is my second renewal, and I never really got into smoothies in the past because I always imagined them fruit, full of sugar, etc. But this time I thought I would try the green smoothies, and I put a food supplement as well in it. And at first I found the feel of it in my mouth, like really not so pleasant, and I also found the taste not quite to my liking. It's not the same as crunching on veggies, but gradually, God just sort of helped me overcome those feelings. And now in the mornings, I make my green smoothie right away. And what I do is I keep it in the fridge. And I when I get hungry during the day, I just have a couple of spoonfuls of green smoothie with a spoon. And it really, really helps me. And also the flavors, I've come to really appreciate the flavors. What I do is I take a cup of leftover veggies from last night's dinner or whatever, and I throw it in the green smoothie in the morning. So they always have a different flavor, and I find it really, really interesting now. So I've really come to love the green smoothie. So I do encourage you all to do that.
Awesome. Awesome. And I thank you, Lord, for Teresa, and I thank you for her zeal and her passion. And she is one who wants to go all in and is in it to win it. And God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that she's going to win. She's going to win in a really big way in these 90 days. It's going to be a big win for her. Anne.
Hello.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
yeah, I have a question. This is my first renewal, and I'm excited, like always, you know, and like everyone. And I'm actually chopping veg as I'm listening to the thing is, I have a lot of downs in energy levels, and I tend to have proteins and especially cheese. And I was wondering if you were allowing that or not, or if you would allow for just first time Blackass, like smoothie, or I don't know what to do, because I have a lot of, my level of energy really changes from, 1 minute to another, and I think it's because I need protein, and you only mentioned veg, So I just wanted to know
No. Okay, good question, yeah. And we'll clarify it again. We say eat as many vegetables as you can. It doesn't mean you can't have protein. You can have whatever else you want as long as you're having as many vegetables as you can. The goal is to just dramatically increase the amount of vegetables that you're eating. If you want to have protein along with that, that's completely fine.
Thank you.
Does that? I hope that helps. And I'll say just a couple other things. Number one, a lot of times we're dehydrated, so make sure you're drinking a ton and ton and ton of water, and also consider plant-based proteins rather than animal or dairy-based proteins. For example, nuts and seeds are a great source of protein, and there's also some green plants that are a pretty good source of protein as well. But yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people have that. They're like, oh, so I'm only going to eat vegetables? No. What we want you to do is dramatically increase the amount of vegetables that you're having. Doesn't mean you have whatever else you want, but increase that. I hope that helps. Lots of questions, which is good. Tonya, you're live. Need to make sure that your microphone is also green. There you go.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Thank you. I just wanted to find out about the warm lemon water. I'm a water drinker. That's my primary source of water.
Good job.
And I think that was my grandmother's undoing. That was her doing.
Good.
So we weren't allowed to drink any, so I grew up with that. But the lemons, can you do lemon, what is it I get from the health food store? The liquid.
I would rather if you did fresh. Fresh is much better for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better to do fresh lemons.
Okay, rather than using the concentrate.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, and lemons are pretty readily available and pretty affordable, so I would for sure use the fresh. And the warm is easier for as far as digestion. People often ask, does it have to be warm? It's just, it's easier to digest.
And what about drinking water throughout the day? Should that be room temperature water, or is it fine to drink cold water when you're increasing your...
I think as long as you drink water, we're all in favor of it. Drink as much water as you can.
Okay. So I love cold water.
Yeah, I do too. I usually drink it. I drink it cold and warm. But yeah, just in the morning, try to have the warm lemon water.
Now, is that warm as in hot warm or just room temperature?
We like it a little on the hot side.
Okay.
But just play with it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Super duper.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Let's see. We've got another one. Is that Holmes?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Hi. Hello, everyone. Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to say thanks for, praying about, the zeal to cook, because I think that's an area of weakness. I'm trusting God to heal. I'm not much of a kitchen person, but I hope that will change. And I wanted to ask about the fasting on Mondays. I quite liked that idea. You know, for me, from last Monday, I've tried to do that to just, as a sacrifice as well to say, can you hear me?
Yes, beautifully.
Okay. Yeah, to just, as a way of saying to God, look, and that I'm not going to be dominated by food. Rather, I can make my choice. But then I wanted to find out exactly how you recommend it, because basically what I've been doing is I had a lemon water and I had some tea as well. So I have fluids but no solid food. And I just wanted to know exactly what you recommend if you're fasting on Monday.
Well, we get to fasting on week 4. So we're not quite there yet, but I love your enthusiasm. Yeah, I love your that's okay. I love your enthusiasm and your passion. I do cover that in the webinar. We really love bone broth, and because it has a lot of nutrition in it. And if you were to start, you could do just the bone broth, or you could start with the base of the bone broth and make the cabbage soup. When people are just beginning to fast, that's a fantastic thing to fast with. There's a lot of nutrition, protein, bone broth. We love bone broth. Yep, sure thing. Sure thing. And looks like we've got lots of people. Cynthia? Yep, you're live.
Okay, good. You were just talking about how a morning routine can change your destiny. This is my second renewal. My first renewal, I was starting a new job, and to get up really, really early was challenging because I was already getting up a lot earlier than I was accustomed to. But I started out with like 15 minutes, worked it up to half an hour, sometimes even a little longer. But I didn't beat myself up, but I still got my tag time in, I got my lemon water in, and I tried to do my walk before I would go to work. And just to soak in God's word, I did affirmations. I probably just until three times a day, sometimes on my travel to and from my job. It was just very, I don't know, just comforting and encouraging. And I always felt like God was close to me when I listened to the affirmations. So those was really key. But I lost about 10 pounds, but I lost about 33 inches. I had been really weak after an incident that I affected my arm, and I had not been able to do anything for quite some time, so I lost a lot of muscle mass, and so I was gaining some muscle, so I don't think I lost as much weight as the inches revealed, but it just totally changed my life. I never quite got my evening routine good. It was hard to be at work late at 6:30 and still eat before 7 and all those things, but I did get my morning routine down, and it's continued to be something that I continue to do, and it's a blessing because it's already just ingrained in me now, and I love it, and it has changed my life, and I look forward to doing more and adding more and more as these next days and 90 days come along. But
wow.
Thank you so much, and I want to encourage new people.
Yep. Fantastic. Thank you so much, and that was so encouraging. So encouraging. God, I just pray that you would bless Cynthia, that you would expand her routine. Bless her and expand her territory. Expand the territory in her life that she has dominion over. Expand the territory of her life that she has dominion over. She has dominion. She has taken dominion over her mornings. Would you empower her by the Holy Spirit to now take dominion over her evenings in the coming 90 days? And you may just begin with one part of that. Maybe the meal part won't work, but maybe God will just enable you to get off electronics or some other little piece of it. And then each time, just build, build, build. Irene, we'll just take a couple more and then we'll wrap. Irene, you're live. Irene, you are live.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
And hello to everyone who's on this morning. I just want to say I'm extremely grateful for the support and the connection of others. There's been a number of things that have been spoken that are highlighted in my spirit. And I guess I want to say thank you. And I look forward to the breakthroughs that are before us. So thank you, Donna, for all that you do.
Oh, well, thank you. And God, we do believe for breakthrough. We believe for breakthrough. And we challenged everyone today to say, to maybe say, you know, what is this costing me? And to make an honest inventory. And in that process, we're going to see maybe even one thing that we need to break free of, one area where we need a breakthrough, and then to believe for it. Believe that God is going to give us the breakthrough. Looks like we have... Well, we have a couple more. Oh, but I'm going to be late for school. I got to run off to the missionary school. I think I'm going to do one more. Dawn. Dawn.
Hi.
Yeah, you're live.
Hi. So I really would like to know what is the issue with dairy in the morning? Because other clients that have tried to get us back to natural stuff had a lot of yogurt and different cheese and stuff, but you're saying not any of that. So... I'm just wondering about that.
You can also post that on the Facebook group, and Dr. Kristen can address it. But yeah, we're not big fans of dairy here. You will not find a lot of, again, we try to focus on the positive of what we want you to be eating and what we will be eating. And we try not to do a lot of focus on the no, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other for the most part. So what we say is God's food, as close to the way God made it as possible, as many vegetables as you possibly can. And as you'll see the program unfolding, that fundamentally, and I may have covered it yesterday, kind of brief. I mean, last Monday, briefly. It's lean proteins and lots of vegetables and some fruit, nuts, and seeds. But my conviction is that cow's milk is wonderful for cows. Just kind of, you know, to give it kind of a lightly touch on it. But Dr. Kristen maybe could dive in a little bit more deeply into that if you want to post that on the Facebook group. But yeah, we're really super, super light on any type of dairy. Among other things, a lot of people have developed an allergy to dairy. Anything else? Yeah, that's like one of the number one food allergies is dairy. Yes. I do see some other people, and I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to get to you, but we are going to have to wrap there. We've run about an hour and 10 minutes, and we will be back next week with week two of the 90-day renewal. Remember, you're entering a couple things. I should have talked more about that. Be sure to do your entry for the contest, the Total Transformation Contest. Post your before picture and your measurements and all the guidelines on that. The Prayer Place contest, that's underway, and forming your teams, and we'll see you on the Facebook group. God bless.